Tonight on TMS PM, what would Vegas smell like after 700 years?
Flick, flick, flick. Lego is here to destroy your souls.
Batman TV creator dies.
I wish I would have known. I would have read that like Andre the Giant and Princess Bride. To destroy your souls. Okay. Cobain death scene some 20 years later.
Franco is kind of a creep, it turns out.
Your tweets and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the Morning Stream PM. I always mistake Brian Ibbett for Scott Johnson. That doesn't make me racist.
Oh, I don't know. Makes him a little racist. Do you think distinguishing between two white guys makes you racist, Brian?
No, it makes you TMSist. It makes you frog pantist.
Two guys that are just waiting for melanoma to hit because the sun is so bright and we are so white.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I know, right? This could be a song.
Did you mean to do that?
Call that, who's the white stripes guy? Who's the white stripes guy?
Jack White.
Jack White, he could do something with that.
He could totally do that.
Sure. Yeah. It's April 3rd, 2014, and this is TMS PM.
PM!
Thank you, Scott Fletcher, for clearing that up. Mm. We're here to do another show. That means hanging with me, Scott Johnson, him, Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Scott.
You're home from Vegas.
I am. Been home for about 3 hours now.
It's not very long, really.
No, it really isn't. And way overdid things yesterday.
Well, how do you explain? Explain what you
so,
did.
So, finished up the photo shoot thing that I was doing with the stuff.
Yeah.
For the website, the memorabilia stuff. And went back to the hotel, dropped off my lights and tripod and stuff like that and camera. And decided to take a little bit of a nap because I stayed up really, really late the night before.
Sure.
With James and Svet from Same Sex Mary.
Yeah.
And then got up really early to do TMS and trudged down to the Cupcake ATM for a live feed. So yeah. I really never got what I thought was enough sleep. So I decided, all right, well, you know, maybe I'll just hang out here and take a nap a little bit.
Yeah. I like a Vegas nap. It's nice.
It is nice. Yeah. It would have been nice if I could have done it because I just couldn't. For whatever reason, I just couldn't sleep.
Couldn't
so I'm like,
all
right, you know,
all right.
Exactly. So, yeah, all right, I'll do a little stuff on the computer, return some emails. But holy crap, I'm in Vegas. Let me go do something. So decided I was going to go out for a little bit of a trek.
Sure.
And number one, I wanted to see if there was another way out of the MGM Signature where I was staying than going all the way back through the MGM Grand.
Oh, man. That is a trek.
It is a trek. Like the MGM Signature, it's those three hotels that you see when you're down in the South Strip area, three identical monoliths. Mm-hmm. Glistening white and gold.
Mm-hmm.
And but there's this massive, long underground tunnel. Not really underground. It's a tunnel. It's a walkway that I was going to make a Underground Railroad reference there.
You decided just to go ahead and keep moving? Is that what you
decided?
I'm just going
to keep moving.
All right,
yeah,
exactly. It's fine.
This massive hallway that you have to go down. Three people movers, conveyor belt dealies.
Now, is it randomized every time or have I been playing too much Diablo? Because it's possible. It's not randomized every time you go
it's
in
It's not
there.
Randomized every time. Oh my God, that'd be great. A hotel that's randomized every time.
Good Lord. Can you imagine? You'd have to refresh the map every time? Oh,
right.
Anyway. Sorry. Go continue.
So I decided I'd see if there's another way out because a lot of these places really have one way out. They want you to go through the casino on your way out to the strip.
Yeah.
And the only other way I could get out was by going in the way through the lobby and through the driveway up where all the taxis and people and then the cars come up basically.
Sure.
But I did that and realized, oh man, this takes me right to Planet Hollywood. This is awesome. Decided I'd walk through Planet Hollywood. Then I decided, oh, I'll just keep going past Paris. And before I knew it, I was already up past like Treasure Island.
Oh my
no
gosh.
Idea why I was walking that far.
Wow. That's far, dude.
And then I noticed that my feet were killing me.
Yeah.
And thinking, what the hell am I doing? Number one, I've got a rental car. Number two, I've got a stupid monorail pass because I bought one to do the cupcake thing.
Yeah.
Neither of which I brought with me.
So what are you doing? Are you just sleep deprived? Like what was happening?
I don't know what it was. So then I start walking back and then my feet are starting to hurt. Like to the point where I'm limping. Last night I showed up to the Same Sex Mary concert and my feet were just killing me. Like James is like, what, you know, I'm limping around the venue where they're playing and
kind of shoes you got there.
Those vans with no support, arch
vans
support.
Are no good. Yeah,
they're no good.
Not for that.
Not walking shoes. They're good for looking all cool and being,
right. They're good for like us in our early 40s, looking like we're trying to be skater kids. Sure,
that's right. Yes. Other than that, no. Yeah, not so good.
No.
But I did decide to take a load off my feet. This is something I want to make sure I talked about. I take a load off my feet for a little while, and do this thing that they have at the very end of that walkway at MGM, where all the shops and the restaurants are. It's called the
Dirty Clam, the sweaty right. The sweaty pit.
No. Okay. It's like the name of that whole, like where all the restaurants are.
Right. I know what you
mean. The very end of it is a CBS store where they sell a bunch of Big Bang Theory stuff and Survivor stuff and anything from Showtime, because apparently Showtime is associated with them.
Mm-hmm.
And right next to that is a, what do they call that? Like a Nielsen, come view our shows and rate them and tell us what you think.
Like a little theater kind of thing?
Kind of like a little theater thing. So as you're walking through there, there are people handing out these cards saying, hey, come watch an unaired show and tell us what you think. Give us your opinions. We'll give you some coupons, whatever. But yeah, you get to help shape television.
Wow.
I'm thinking, you know what? This doesn't cost me any money. It's not me gambling. It's not me drinking. It's me kind of getting off my feet for a little bit. What the hell? I'll do it.
This seems like a win-win across the board for everybody at this
point.
And
now I know. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a win. And now I know why so much crap ends up on television.
Oh, no. Why? What?
All right. So they herd us into a little room, and they make us sit in front of these touchscreen computers and say, okay, now touch the thing and then type the number for your age. And they've got to walk people through it because – you know,
some people just can't.
Some people just don't get it.
Sure.
And there's somebody, I'm in the second row. There's everybody else is behind me or in the same row as me. But from the back, I hear somebody like single finger typing one key at a time as hard as they can hit that keyboard with their finger. So it's like, bam, bam.
Really? So does this mean they were just skipping through crap?
No, I think that this is how they type. I think this is, they just don't understand computers, and they think that they still got to get that little Smith Corona metal bar with the letter on it to press through the ink ribbon and make it to their 20-pound newsprint.
Maybe they're just doing it like they do slots. It's like big red button.
Oh, God. You know, that could be it.
Yeah, that's what they're used to.
Spin again. Spin again. Spin again.
Honey, could you give me a top this drink off? I'm going to spin it again.
Well, so they finally get us through all of our demographic stuff.
Yeah.
And then she says, okay, now I'm going to start the show. You're going to be watching an episode of a new CBS comedy called Friends with Better Lives. And we're going to ask you some questions about it afterwards.
Wow.
Great. Okay.
Why Vegas?
Because people are there and it's a free thing and you get coupons. I mean, it reaches a pleasure center for a lot of the people who are there, obviously.
That's true, dude. Now that I think about it, it's a perfect place for it because these people totally are used to like, okay, give me something else. Do I like it? I don't know. Do I? Yes. Okay. Was that a good choice? Where do I get? Where's the money come out? Bing, 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 bing.
Exactly.
That's great.
So they lower the lights and they start showing us this TV show. Apparently, I think it's already on because I remember seeing promos for it during How I Met Your Mother. And it's a let me turn my phone. Oh, somebody's calling me right now. I remember seeing promos for it during How I Met Your Mother. It's got James Van Der Beek, and it's got that guy who was in Entourage who was like the only smart guy among all the other dumb guys, basically.
No, you mean not Piven, but the I never watched. I've only seen like an episode of that.
The blonde guy who manages the star.
Jimmy Bean. That's it.
Whatever.
Jimmy Bean.
Sure, whatever.
Yep.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
E from Entourage. Yes. Well, that's great. Yes. Thanks. So this episode is just horrible. Oh, I forgot the whole part of this. So in addition to this computer in front of you, where after the show you're going to be answering questions, you've also got this little handheld device. And what it is, it's a little box with a knob on it and a little LED screen.
Okay.
And the LED screen says 50, but if you turn the knob to the left, it goes 49, 48, 47, 46, 47, all the way down to zero.
Oh,
and
wow.
And if you turn it the other way, it goes all the way to 100.
No, wait. Can I guess at what you do here? Can I just guess?
Tell me if you can guess. Yeah, or guess, right. Guess what they do.
You're sitting there with... Why is my phone going off now? Hold on. Jeez, this is chaos. Okay. So I Here's what I imagine.
I wonder if it's them calling because I signed a non-disclosure.
Maybe trying to get a hold of me because I couldn't get you. So you stand there with a joystick, I'm guessing, and as you're watching the show, somehow you're able to, in a very granular way, tell that it's going south. Like the show's not going good, and you are literally going to the left.
Exactly. Yes.
That's the stupidest sounding thing.
And if you like something that's going on, you turn the thing up. And if you don't like what's going on, you turn it down. Now, also on the bottom, there is a white button with a big X on it.
Which means I don't like this at all.
If at whatever point you would get up and change the channel or whatever, I guess people don't get up to change the channel anymore or whatever. But if you would switch the channel or turn off the TV, at any point, that's when you hit the white button.
Yeah.
And that's to signify, I wouldn't watch any more of this.
Wow. It's the gong button, basically.
It's the gong. I think I had that button pressed in the first 10 minutes of the show.
I know. I don't know if you can say anything about the show or not, but were there people in it we would recognize and know and all that?
Well, yeah, it's got James Vanderbeek, Dawson from Dawson's Creek.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned him already. Yeah,
and then the kid from Entourage.
Okay, yeah. You mean all those guys you mentioned earlier?
All those guys I mentioned earlier.
Right.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Keep up. But, of course, up until those first 8 minutes, I'm like, it's the knob is going down, down. But as I'm turning the knob, I'm noticing something interesting, is that there's a short in the line. Like, they got this thing, it's made by Realistic from Radio Shack.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, as I'm turning it, something will happen with this short, and it'll go 100.
Oh, it'll just pop up to the top again?
Right. But if I keep turning to the left, it goes, 39, 38, 100.
Well, this is hardly a scientific process,
because I'm imagining that they're looking at this research and saying, well, there were a few things that he didn't like. Overall, he probably didn't enjoy the show, but there were some things that he really loved about this show every few seconds.
Wow. This is how they do it.
Which makes me think this is why. Who knows what the state of the other machines there. But this is why so much crap makes it on TV, is because even when you're trying to tell them that this show is crap.
Yeah. Do you think they'd even notice, like, hey, booth 3 seems to have a tendency to jump to 100 a lot. Wonder what's going on there. Probably not. They're probably just like, wow, this is a really Vegas says they want this show.
Right. And not just that. Booth 3 is able to say that he goes from 33 to 100 without hitting 34, 35. Without any other numbers in between.
Wow.
So there's got to be some, hopefully they can figure that that stuff out. But oh my God, the show is horrible.
It sounds bad.
Imagine if you took Friends and took out anything funny out of Friends.
Oh wow, I already don't like Friends, and now I have to remove any humor from it. Ooh.
That's right, yes.
That's not exactly anything I want to spend time with at all.
There's people living together for no apparent reason.
Okay.
Maybe there's somebody out there enjoys it, and by me saying what happens in this episode, it's going to be a big spoiler and we're going to get nasty tweets.
But here's the deal. If somebody says to you, hey, Brian, what's going on with James Vanderbeek? You know the guy's got talent. You actually have an answer right now.
I have an answer. Yeah. I actually have a response to that.
You know, he's wasting his time with. Wow.
So after this thing, they, they open it back up and you start filling out basically a survey on the show you watched.
Yeah.
And it's granular. It's right down to now. And they have to really dumb it down.
Yeah.
So they go, what was your impression of the character Kate? She is really she's the sarcastic one who is using a breast pump. Like, they have to really explain, like, oh, that's Kate. Okay, that one's Kate. Except for the fact they just kept saying Kate the whole time. Anytime anybody addressed her during the show,
they named it because they looked at her and called her Kate. See, this is why the suits shouldn't get involved in creative stuff. That's ridiculous. That whole thing just sounds terrible.
Oh, it was really bad. But it was a fun experience. It was one that was like, you know what? I'm so glad I got to.
Yeah, I am too. And it's great because you just kind of wandered into it. That's the funny bit.
I really did. That's exactly what it was. It was basically just like, you know what? I've got half an hour to kill. Sure, I'll watch your dumb show.
That usually involves like a, an accidental lap dance and a weird beer tab.
Well, when you're in Vegas.
Yeah, yes, yeah. So exactly. This is, you ended up in a decent place. Well, that's great. What a great little story you can share now. And if that show makes it to air.
Oh, that show is on the air, apparently. People are saying in the chat room.
Oh.
That episode hasn't made it to air, but who knows? We'll see.
Okay, so it's
on.
But
I doubt, it's not like they're going to say, well, yeah, booth number 3 really didn't like that episode, so I guess we're going to go back to the drawing board with that one.
This explains why Vanderbeek was on that new Seth Meyers late night deal. Because he was on there talking about something. This had to have been it. I did see that.
Seth Meyers
late night. You know what? He took Fallon's place. So you knew that, right?
Oh, Seth Meyers. For whatever reason, I was thinking like Seth Green.
Okay, yeah. Seth Meyers. I do that too. So I get those guys mixed up.
Rogan.
But yes. he's on that show now.
He was on there promoting it, for sure.
I got two things to say about it. Number one, this always happens with a change of guard when it comes to late night. When the old guy leaves, the guests they get are Vanderbeek. Like it's real
it takes
saucy.
A while to ramp up to the Robin Williams.
Yes,
and the,
it's very grim for a while.
The Lady Gaga, sure.
Yeah, and it's fine. It's a rite of passage. They all have to do it. Letterman did it. Conan did it. Everyone does it.
Right.
But here's the thing about that show. I don't know why they've decided to do this, but his set is my Uncle Joel's den from 1978.
It is. I have seen a couple of these. It is a little odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very...
That tiny little chair they make people sit on. Like
it's
weird.
Not the glamour and glitz of the Ed Sullivan Theater or wherever, you know, what Jay Leno had. Mm-hmm. It's got a very...
Or even what Fallon had. Like it's
right.
It's something, it's the same studio space. It's just like they went, you know what we really liked was the look of every set that Dick Cavett hosted anything on.
But it wasn't the same. It's not the same studio.
Oh, I thought
space.
It was. It's not?
No.
Oh.
Fallon was filming in Los Angeles.
No, he was in New York.
And, was he?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, it was definitely in New York.
Okay. Oh, Leno. That's right. Leno was doing it from Los Angeles.
Yeah. So, no, you're right. Fallon moved. When he took over the Tonight Show. But when Fallon left, he was in New York. I have to assume the same studio Fallon did for Late Night is the same stuff that Seth Green,
Seth
or Meyer, I said Seth Green, too.
Seth Rogen.
You know,
so tell me about your new movie.
I can't do his laugh.
Far better than mine.
We're talking about his buddy later in the show. So watch for that.
Okay.
Let's just jump into some of this news.
Yeah.
This barrel thing, I did want to mention this. 700-year-old barrels of poop were discovered, dug up.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Researchers say it still stinks. That's all. I just wanted to share that.
Was that the research? Like, was that the purpose of the
No, they research? Just they just ran into it and then thought, well, we should check into this, right? Archaeologists.
There's so many questions.
Who's
burying... barrels of poop.
Well, this is what they did back then because they didn't have ways to recycle it or process it or any of that.
It's their landfill.
Yeah. So this is medieval town of Odense in Denmark. All right. Medieval times we're talking about.
Danish landfill,
yeah,
everybody.
Exactly. Uncovered some barrels of old poop estimated to be about 700 years old. The buried latrines are said to have kept their contents in excellent condition and apparently they smell terrible. 700 years. I'd think the 700 years of just sitting there in barrels under the ground, you might... You know, might just petrify or whatever.
Right. I mean, basically, yeah, they.
Nope.
Yeah, who knows?
Smells like poop. That's what it does. It doesn't go
away.
Too
much air.
Yeah.
Too much air in the barrels.
Right.
If the barrels would have been completely sealed, I don't know.
Then we're cooking with gas is all I'm saying about that.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
It's the news.
And it's brought to you by Experience Points, which is making...
Sorry, I was trying to echo the points part.
Points,
and then instead, it sounded like I was telling you to be quiet, which is the dumbest thing I've ever done.
It sounded like, shh.
Yeah, quiet, Brian. Jeez.
It's making a comeback in Read Retro at Read Retro, issue number 2. My copy is sitting upstairs on the kitchen table. Subscribe today using code FROG and get 40% off the cover price. That's bit.ly/retrofrog.
Retro Frog, the code Frog, 40% off the cover price. It's a hell of a deal, and people are getting their issues, and the comic looks great. I'm thrilled that it's in there.
I can't wait to see it. Yeah. I can't wait to unwrap the plastic.
Let me know when you've unwrapped that plastic and what you think about it.
I hope it smells
TMS.
Right.
Oh, damn it. Sorry. Yeah. I went to go click the plastic link, and that played instead. That's very strange. All right, I give up.
Wrapped in plastic.
There it is. All right, let's get to the news here. Evening news, everybody.
Yes.
Lego. I don't know if you knew this. Lego can destroy souls. This according to a Polish priest.
It totally can. Like when you get two of them stuck together and you can't get that little tool to pry them apart.
Yeah, soul destroying.
Totally
right?
Can. It absolutely is soul sucking.
You feel your soul just die a little bit?
Totally.
When you step on one in the middle of the night, another part of your soul, gone. The world's friendliest toy is catching flack from a priest in Poland in a presentation aimed at parents. Father Slawomir Kostarzewa That's wow. Gotta be right the way I did it.
I would say Slavomir.
Slavomir.
Kostrzewa.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
No, Adele Dezim.
I'm just gonna substitute that from now on.
When you can't pronounce it.
All right, here we go. A Polish priest
Adele Dezim
claimed that Lego is a tool of the devil. The presentation was a response to the brick building toys monster fighter series featuring ghosts, werewolves, vampires, mummies, swamp creatures, and more. The set also featured a team of monster fighting people. A team of monster fighting people. It sounds real stupid.
They fight monsters. They're people who fight monsters.
It seems dumb, though. That's like, shouldn't it be a team of monster fighters instead of
a team of monsters? That's why there's a hyphen. It's a team of monster
I think it should be monster people. Fighters. It shouldn't be monster fighting people. I don't know why.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Let's see. Friendly fellows have been replaced by dark monsters, says the priest. These toys have a negative effect on children. They can destroy their soul and lead them to the dark side.
Well, at least they'll know to fight what they find on the dark side with these toys.
Right.
They get experience.
He cited some research. New Zealand University of Canterbury found that happy facial expressions on many figures has decreased since the toys release in 75, claims the increases, or this increases the toys' potential for evil. Evil. This isn't Kostrzewa's. That's what I meant. First attack on children's toys. Hello Kitty and My Little Pony have also been the subjects of his scrutiny.
Oh.
Lego did not immediately respond for comment. Well, and nor should they.
I've also noticed with Hello Kitty that the arches that define Hello Kitty's eyes are starting to, they're not as high arches anymore.
Burning with fire.
Not as happy.
My soul. So stupid.
I've also noticed that friendship is not as much magic with My Little Pony as it used to be.
Everything is not awesome. Well, here's some sad news here.
Okay.
Lorenzo Semple Jr., you know that name from various viewings of the old 60s era Batman TV show, as the creator. He has died at age 91, ripe age of 91. Lorenzo Semple, the creator of this classic Batman TV series, who went on to craft such big screen paranoid thrillers as The Parallax View and 3 Days of the Condor. Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Although he would be replaced on both films. Why mention that then? Anyway, he has died. He had his birthday on Thursday and then died promptly after. Screenwriter died Friday of natural causes at his home in Los Angeles. And by the way, I just want to remind people something. This is kind of a cool thing to remind yourself. I become victim to, especially the internet, but just all the noise you can hear about how the world sucks and cancer's killing everybody and cancer rates are higher than they've ever been and everyone's dying of heart attacks and all this kind of stuff, right? If you look up actual statistics on death, guess what the number one, sometimes by 95% in westernized countries, the number one cause of death? 90 to 95%. Take a wild guess.
I would guess cancer.
Incorrect. Natural aging.
Oh.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
90 to 95%. That means that only 5 to 10% of people are actually dying from the horrible things we're made paranoid by every day.
Right, exactly. Well, but natural aging, couldn't that be? It just means that they really didn't want to do any sort of delving into it. Well, he was old.
Okay, good point.
It's basically, are you going to do the autopsy on that 91-year-old? Natural aging.
Sure. Okay, so the guy, let's say I'm 95 and then I get wiener cancer. That's better than me doing that when I'm 40, is what I'm saying.
Yes, right.
So but it's good. It's comforting.
It still could have been the thing that did you in, but they're not going to look into it. They're not going to say, oh, wow, he developed such and such anoma.
There's a dude who listens to us up in Canada who's like a neuroscience guy. Mm-hmm. I want him to track down the latest and greatest about, how paranoid are we compared to what's real? That's all I'm getting at. Statistics say everything, right? I'm going to tell you a secret here that I'm not supposed to tell anybody because it's embarrassing. But I'm going to tell just you because no one's listening.
Just me. Yes, good. Thanks.
When I had my diagnosis for diverticulitis, which to this day still sounds like the worst old man disease ever created.
gout.
Gout is worse, isn't it? Gout. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Gout's awful. And I'm sure the actual gout is awful. It's a foot thing, right?
The actual gout is out. It is bad.
It's like a sugar
foot. Gout is out.
Sugar in your feet or something?
It's the new Nintendo slogan, by the way.
Gout is out. Fit. We fit is it. Gout is out. Thanks, Reggie. So this is a little embarrassing, but I was told by my doctor in the days following the treatment that they gave me with the antibiotics and the whatnot was to count my farts. I was supposed to count them. Yes. From morning until night to count them. The average human being, both men and women, expel on average 14 farts a day. I learned during this process. And during the early goings of me getting in my recovery, it was actually a lot less than that. But the point was that we all fart like 14 times a day. Now, I thought that I was probably just Joe Gas and I was doing like 50 of these a day, 50, 60 of them a day. Mm-hmm. But when you just slow down for a second, don't let the hype and the WebMD and all the poopy stuff out there scare you, and you just do the data, I was under. So my point is, I bring up this embarrassing experience just to teach a lesson to our listeners. Sometimes the hype around how bad everything's going is actually just bull crap. And if you look at the numbers, it's not as bad as you think. And if you do get wiener cancer in your 90s, there are worse things. You know, by then you're probably like, oh, thank goodness, something's going to take me out. Finally.
Right.
I haven't used this thing in years. It's fine. You know, my wiener.
Right. Yeah. No, I get that.
Kurt Cobain, 20-year anniversary of him killing himself. They have, for some reason, released a bunch of new photos of the crime scene or of the...
Publicity.
Yeah, I guess. They're going to...
Disperse sales of the new 23rd anniversary Nevermind release.
Yeah, we got that 23-year-old kid with his wiener out in the swimming pool. He's going to redo the deal. One of the two photographs released by the Seattle Police Department on Thursday morning show, a close-up of the 27-year-old grunge singer's arm with a hospital ID bracelet around his wrist. The other shows a box of shells inches from his foot. So that's out now. It's pretty creepy, actually.
Yeah, I don't think I want to watch it.
Don't look at it. Those. They're just. I don't know why you do it. Why suddenly have two photos? That's really weird to me.
Yeah, I mean, at least it's not gory. You know,
he'd be 50 now, or close to it, wouldn't he?
So
he was 27 in 94. Yeah. So I was only 24.
He'd be 40, 47. Yeah,
47, pushing 50. Yeah, weird. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Finally, James Franco might be a creep. Tried to pick up a 17-year-old girl on Instagram. Seems like a weird thing to do. But anyway, if Lucy Claude is to be believed, that's her name. James Franco tried to arrange a hotel hookup with a 17-year-old Scottish tourist via Instagram. Based on leaked screenshots, the 35-year-old actor did not end up meeting the teen. She visited New York City as an early 18th birthday present, but she wasn't yet 18. Met Franco for his Broadway show of Mice and Men. She took an Instagram video with the star, and he said, "You gotta tag me." Later that night, the two...
That's not flirting.
No, there's more. There's more.
Okay.
Because it gets real bad here.
Okay.
Later that night, the two began to flirt via the social networking site, meaning Instagram. It's possible the messages and the screenshots have been faked, but Claude... didn't ask Franco to send photo proof of his identity, did ask him to twice, and he, according to this, did. So here's what he said, back and forth. Here you go. "Hi," he says. "Hi," she says. I'll do the high voice for the girl.
Okay. All right.
"Where do you live?
Do you want me to do
yeah, let's do it. Voice and, yeah, okay. Are you right in front of you there?
Okay. CMS Theater. I've got the thing right in front of
you. You want to be girl or man? Girl or man?
Oh, whatever you want to do.
You be the lady, okay?
All right.
Okay. I'm going to be Franco. "Where do you live?"
Let's see. She's, "Scotland, in a small town called Dollar."
"How long will you be in New York?"
"Oops, sorry, a few days. It's my 18th birthday present."
"You're 18? Who are you with? Do you have a BF?"
"Nearly 18, my mom, and not if you're around."
"When is your B-day? Where are you staying? What's your pound sign?" Number, I think he meant.
Yeah. "What's your pound?"
"Yeah, what's your pound?"
"In May, but I have exams then. Just off Times Square in Hilton." "What do you mean, pound sign?"
See, she didn't get it. The two then allegedly communicated via text message. Here's a transcript of that. "Can I see you?"
"As long as you are James Franco."
"I am."
This is like Stewie dressed in a dress. Let's see.
"Oh, you're single? What's the hotel? Should I rent a room?"
April Fool's was an hour ago, though.
The Heine star then started what appeared to be, shared what appeared to be a selfie. It's me.
Oh,
yes, okay. Or no, tomorrow or Thursday.
Why did they say the Your Heine star? That's what they pull from?
Is that a show? Is that a TV? Is that,
that
a
was
movie?
That was the Seth Rogen? It was James Franco.
Yeah, and it had a bunch
of Natalie Portman.
Yeah. She showed her butt, or was a stunt butt, is what it was. I think that was all the talk.
Really?
Yeah, they CGI'd some other stunt butt on her or something.
No.
I think so. Okay. I think there was something about that.
We better get back to TMS Theater.
Anyway, here. Now we're going to finish this up. So he then took a selfie.
He sends the selfie.
And then he said this. It's me, yes or no, tomorrow or Thursday. Okay, be well, X.
I'll come back when I'm 18.
X.
Well, this is a story my Scottish friends will never believe.
Don't tell.
I just want proper evidence that it's you and I won't.
I gave it to you. If you don't want to meet, then text me when you do. Bye.
You sound so dodgy, though.
Bye.
1 second, I will meet you if you write my name on a piece of paper, then send it to me with your face also in the picture, please.
And that was it. That's all that happened. You know what happened there? He went, uh-oh.
Yeah, this sounds creepy.
I better not do this.
He was starting to get creeped out, or he's like, oh, yeah, that kind of would implicate me, wouldn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. All this talking back and forth. Way to go, dude. Nice job, 35-year-old creepy Franco. I think he's being a little creepy, honestly. I think that was. She's 17. Look, now, I'm as turned on by a Scottish chick as any guy in the room.
Especially that voice, right?
Yeah, especially the one you just did, which wasn't very Scottish at all. And in fact, it was more like British, wasn't it?
Apparently. Okay, so somebody just put a link. Art Janier just put a link in the Tadpool that actually it has the text.
Yeah.
It's like the total iMessage thing. And then he did send a picture pointing to his face, holding up a picture that says Lucy.
Oh, he did it.
Yes.
Now, is that his finger or his weenus?
Well, it's not a very impressive finger, which would make it an even less impressive weenus.
That's great. All right. Well, we have. Oh, click that GIF of Justin.
It comes up automatically. This stuff just all automatically appears in my.
That's freaking brilliant.
Any image, I'll just tell you right now, because Ironic Name already knows this, and he's the worst of it.
Yeah.
But any GIF or JPEG that the people put into a link automatically appears on my.
That's amazing.
In the feed, it's amazing. The picture loads.
It's amazing. You're living a charmed life.
Technology.
Now.
Technology.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Twitter time. We'll round things out with a little bit of that fun stuff. Got a few more things to talk to you about. But before all that, Brian has prepared music.
I have. All right. Dear Scott and Brian, today, unless it's a different day by the time you read this, and it was April 2nd, my wife and I's first child was born. Oh. We brought our daughter Parker, because, you know, Spider-Man, into the world. And to commemorate her birth in the annals of Frog Pants history, I'd love to request a song in her name. If you have any awesome cover of Isn't She Lovely, it would mean the world to me if you could play it for me or play it for her. Always use gloves when touching hobos, Aaron Steinberg.
Okay. I agree with that. That's actually pretty good advice.
So we've already played the Me First and the Gimme Gimme version, I think, a couple times on the show. So I had to go back into the well for another version. Mm. And the only other one that I could come up with that wasn't really like, you know, easy listening, whatever, was a version by the Ithaca Collegiate Acapella group called Ithacapella.
Oh my gosh. They really went ahead and did that, did they?
Ithacapella, which also sounds like a horrible old man disease.
Yeah, it does, right?
I've got Ithacapella.
What does that affect? What region of the human body does that affect?
Oh, well, obviously the patella.
Ithacapella in your patella. Right, got it. Yeah. That's great.
All right. This came out in 2009 on their album Breakdown. It's a cover of Stevie Wonder's Isn't She Lovely? And it's going out to Aaron.
Awesome.
And their new baby Parker.
Oh, I love that name. We almost named Carter Parker.
Really?
She almost became Parker. We knew we were going to do kind of this weird like unisex name, but we didn't know which. And that was a close second or third.
Cool.
So good job on that. Here it is. Isn't She Lovely? We'll be back in a few moments.
Do, 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 do again and a dot, dot.
Isn't she pretty? Truly the angel's best. Boy, I'm so happy. We have been heaven blessed. I can't believe what God has done. Through us, he's given life to one. So very lovely, made from love.
But again and again and a dot.
In the park, strolling the summer days of imaginings in my head and words from my heart, pulled only to the wind, felt even without being said. And I don't wanna bore you with my troubles, but there's something about your love, it makes me weak and it knocks me off my feet.
Something
about your love,
I can't describe why.
It makes me weak and it knocks me off,
knocking me off
my feet.
But again and again and a dot, dot.
Isn't she lovely? Life and love are the same. Life is Aisha, the meaning of her name. Darling, it could have not been done.
That's just lovely.
Mm-hmm.
She's not just lovely. That rendition of that song is lovely. I really like that. That was great.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's sweet.
Every once in a while, those a cappella songs, you know, do it right.
Yeah,
don't
it's okay. I'm not gonna say that's my preferred method.
Oh no, but I know. And you prefer, and you there's, I know you there's a different kind of a cappella. You less prefer the collegiate and more like the
yes,
the pentatonics and stuff like that.
Yes.
I know.
Getcha. You know, you understand where I am at.
I totally do. Yes.
All right. It's time for Twitter time. Oh, we have a theme for that. Hold on. Probably ought to play it. Let's see. Here we go.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
The newest tweets.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
You want to go bird hunting this weekend?
Bird hunting.
So this whole thing, this little Twitter time is brought to you by
Grand Slam Wrestling's Kicking It for Joe event, a huge benefit wrestling event to raise money for medical bills to help Joe Frischon, a brave 10-year-old boy battling bone cancer. Please come on down and help us support this great cause. The event will be held at the Nanticoke Armory in Nanticoke, Pennsylvania, Saturday night, April 26th at 7 p.m. Can't make it to the show live but still want to help 10-year-old Joe? Just visit gswrestling.com and click the donate button at the bottom right. Thank you, and we hope to see you there.
The Nanticoke. It sounds like a thing in an old 50s black and white movie that's attacking the city.
Yes.
We're going to be killed by the Nanticoke.
The giant Nanticoke is
a caveman.
And a caveman. Look out. So here's your tweets. This is you guys giving us questions. You can do this all week, but we usually kind of gather them on Thursdays.
Yeah.
So we got one from Gary, and he asked this question.
Gary.
Hey, Gary. If you could repeal one law... So one law that is currently on the books and you could essentially get rid of it, what would it be, Brian?
Ooh.
It's a hard one, right?
That is a hard one because I, for the most part, feel like, the laws that are put in place, except for those really weird ones like it's, you know, illegal to have a squirrel in your pants in Missouri or something like that.
Right. That should be allowed. People should be doing that more.
Should be totally allowed.
I'm actually a big fan of those because some of them just end up on the books, not because they're being enforced, but because nobody thought to do anything and just kind of let them be there, but nobody enforces them. So they don't bother me so much. As far as like current stuff,
yeah,
I don't like anything that is even remotely, I don't like it. I would like to repeal, let me be more blanket about it because I can't think of a specific one, but any of them that are, I can't think of the word. What's the word I'm looking for? Anything that holds anybody down, like stuff that restricts one group over another. If any of those are still around, then F that. Take those off.
Right. right.
What's the word? Discrimination. That's what I meant.
Yes. I could answer this in as James Franco would answer it.
How would he answer it? No more.
If there's one law that would be great to repeal.
Yeah, I'd like statutory rape to be reduced to 16.
Exactly. Or 17 and three quarters.
Sounds about right. And you got your pot one, so you guys are good over there. You guys are set. You're fine.
Hell yeah. Yeah. We're just fine.
If you could pass one law, either federal or state, what would it be? Says Juan, who is not related to this Gary guy at all. It's like his own mm-hmm. question. So if you could pass one law, state or federal, what would it be?
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Okay. I don't have one.
I would say if you're on an airplane somewhere between rows 16, 17, or 18, and you fart, you need to friggin' come clean. That's
wait,
a law.
Wait. They just have to admit it was them?
They just have to admit it was them.
Okay.
They have to be like Jim Carrey and go, it was me.
I don't mind admitting it when I'm the guy. It doesn't bother me too much.
What would you just say? Oh, sorry.
Sorry. I had the beef stroganoff before I came here.
I've been holding that one in since Atlanta and I couldn't do it any longer.
So the other day, this is funny because Nick, speaking of beef stroganoff, we had some beef-a-roni. Mm-hmm. The kind that what's his name fed to the horse in Seinfeld?
Right, Kramer.
Well, yeah,
Rusty.
Beef-a-reno. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, this stuff is because they couldn't say it right. Exactly. They couldn't go all Snapple on that. They had to change the name.
That's right.
So beef-a-roni is what Nick has been eating. He likes it. So he bought cans of it with Kim at the store. Eating that like every night for three nights. I'm like, Nick, what are you doing? It's fine, Dad. It's fine. I'm hungry. It's fine, Dad. Wake up third day. Be in the bathroom a long time. I'm like, Nick, you okay in there? Oh, something's really wrong, Dad.
Oh, no.
I said, I know what's wrong. You ate beefaroni for 3 days.
Right. That would be it. That would be the problem right there.
Still made him go to school. He wasn't going to get out of it for that. It's his own fault.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got one here from... I didn't say what law. Enact one that... Oh, I know. Enact a law where automatic machines with speakers on them are up on light poles and stuff around gas stations or other public places where skater kids hang out and have it intermittently just go douche and then stop and then go douche.
Well, it's like it's a combination of technology and law.
Yeah, right. See, let's get into the new century, everybody. I just don't like skater kids. They drive me crazy.
Mm.
I tell you the time I scared a whole group of them, like 10 of them. Just scared the hell out of them.
Yeah, I don't know if you did.
They were just bugging me, and I'm walking out of this gas station, and as I'm walking out of the gas station, some stuff, I hear them going, laughing, and like, I could tell it was at my expense. I'm like 35 or something, but I'm some old man to them.
Sure.
So I'm like, okay, whatever. I get in the car, and they're going, burr, and one of them flicked something he was eating at my car. So I get in the car, flicks at the car, I kick that door open, all 6'4" of me, and my other 40 pounds I had then come barreling out of the car going, what did you flick at my car? And they scattered like bugs. Just like, so everybody took off. And I have to admit, if I'm going to be telling the truth, that felt pretty good. Kind of enjoyed it. All right, here you go.
Nicely done. Just threaten them. Just intimidate the crap out of them. Nicely done.
It feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know, says Rob D, and this is for you mostly, that there is a cupcake ATM in Manhattan as well?
I didn't know that. Apparently, there's also one in Beverly Hills, somebody said. Yep. So
three places
apparently
that we know
of. Sprinkles is all over the place. You skipped the one right above it, though.
I did? Oh, okay. Let's do that one. Brian James wrote in.
Uh-huh.
He was played the UPS man on that show.
King of Queens. King of Queens. That's great.
Brian James. Dalmatian or French Bulldog?
So what'd you end up with?
We didn't get either one. So I talked everybody out of it. I talked them down from that.
Ah, well done.
I used a lot of data about English bulldogs or French bulldogs having all kinds of issues. It wasn't French, that was English. But I kept talking about all the medical problems they have and all that. And man, the tadpole bellied up to the bar. They sent me all these links with all these problems. People who actually owned the dog, the breed, and just were like, yeah, it cost us, you know, more than raising four kids over a year's time or something. So I used all of that to help, and then also knew that if I just put some space between me and it, she would forget about it and not care anymore. And now she doesn't care. It's fine.
Good. She's moved on to something else.
Moved on to something else. Enjoy the dog
we
have.
Did we get an Amazon Fire?
Oh, we're getting one of those. In fact, I think it's getting here today.
Oh, really? Mine's supposed to get here Saturday.
Oh, that's great. We can review it on Monday. That'll be great.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, it was priced enough low for me to say, yeah, I can justify this.
I had a gift certificate in Amazon, so happy to use it for that.
That's great.
You get the game controller as well?
I did not. Oh. I have a feeling that the game experiences, at least early on, they're going to offer for that thing will not come close to the various other game devices I have.
Yeah. Like it's just going to give me another excuse of games not to play, basically.
Yeah. Why do that? I don't need that in my life.
I don't know.
Let's see here. What's the coolest famous, who is the coolest famous person who shares your birthday? Mine is Jane Goodall, says Cindy. And that's today. That's her birthday. Oh, happy birthday, Cindy. For me, it's the Hoff.
Oh, really? That's right. Yeah.
He's
David Hasselhoff.
His birthday is on July 17th. And every year that rolls around, and every year I share it with him. I have a burger, I get drunk, and I yell at my daughter.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how we roll here at the Johnson House. How about you? Nice. Do you know who you got to share a birthday with?
I know Carol O'Connor, Archie Bunker, shares a birthday with me.
So racist like you. Got it.
Hey, David. Can you bring me my chair here?
That's pretty good.
I don't know who else. Peter O'Toole.
Oh, well, he's dead now, but yeah.
He's dead now.
That's great.
I shared my birthday, yes.
Okay, good.
I don't know who else shares my birthday, but I'm sure there's other cool people, for sure.
Susan Boyle's birthday is today.
Happy birthday, Susan Boyle.
Yeah, that weird lady from Britain who sings.
Yeah. I dreamed a dream. Yes.
She's still doing stuff. She still has stuff, right?
What? She knows she's got talent.
I know. That's what I've heard.
Let's see. Who else? Sam Worthington shares my birthday.
Avatar man.
Right? Yes.
He was the guy in the Avatar.
Victoria Jackson, former comedian, now screwball left winger.
Oh, right winger, actually.
Or, I'm
actually,
sorry,
she may be so white right wing, she's on the left by now. At this point,
she's lapped.
Yep, she's come all the way around. It's like that. It's like your remote control for TV. Just keep going until you come back around.
Right. Mary Louise Parker.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Wes Craven.
Oh,
shares my birthday.
Really? That's great.
He'd be the coolest person. Oh, Butch Vig.
Who's that?
He's a producer of Nevermind and Nirvana and a member of Garbage.
All right. Fair enough.
Band Garbage. Kevin Smith.
Mine's less cool as yours. Mine is country singer Luke Bryan, David Hasselhoff, Beth Littleford, TV actress, Tom Fletcher, singer. Donald Sutherland. There you go.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one.
Phyllis Diller.
There's somebody who shares a birthday with me named Ding Dong Dantes.
Of course he does.
Listed as a movie actor.
Oh.
I want to see what Ding Dong Dantes has been in.
Yeah, look that up. While you're doing that, James Cagney and I have that in common. Diane Carroll. She's a TV lady. Cory Doctorow. They're on the internet, that guy. He and I are the same.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, close to the same age, even. No others that are any good here. Let's see. Eric, that guy. Okay. Yeah, that's about it.
I don't know why this guy gets... rated as, you know, as movie actor on the Who You Share a Birthday With, because I don't see anything in Ding Dong Dantes has done that I would recognize or...
I really don't like that name.
Ding Dong Dantes?
Yeah, bothers me.
Yeah.
Guru, dead rapper who died in 2010. He had my birthday. Yeah. So that's good. Dead rappers and yeah.
Very good.
Fantastic. Oh, and I'm the Camilla Parker Bowles. Wasn't she the replacement wife for
Prince Charles?
Charles. Yeah, she shares my birthday. So there you go, everybody.
Wow.
Good times.
Oh, Edward Furlong.
Oh, for your birthday?
Yeah. I don't. Okay, who would be the coolest person in this group? I'm thinking Mary Louise Parker would be pretty cool.
Yeah, she's all right.
Sam Worthington.
Uh-huh. Both those people would share their pot with you on your birthday.
They totally would.
Yep.
They haven't. Neither one of them. Edward Furlong certainly would.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, I'd say Wes Craven, because we've seen so many of his movies that I'd say he's the coolest person on this list.
Okay, fair enough. How about this one?
Okay.
James B. asks, "Can I have a hug at N14?" Yes.
Aw, sure.
It's a great time to mention Nerdtacular 2014 tickets still on sale over there at nerdtacular.com. Why don't you come out? Why don't you come out and see the opening act, the one Andrew Allen, who we all love and already adore. And then why don't you stay around and see the freaking Double Clicks play?
Oh no, flip them around. They're Double Clicks are opening.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
What? Real? For real?
For real. I've seen it's going to go a lot better after seeing videos of the Double Clicks playing and seeing Andrew Allen playing. The night is going to go much better. Like the style of the two bands will work much better.
Yeah,
with,
and it's less like we're not even looking at acoustic. It's not like we're looking at it like
it's not a popularity thing.
Yeah,
it's
right.
At they have their acoustic. They don't have a lot of setup. He's going to have a full band behind him, so it's going to be, you know, we need to have that stuff up there.
That makes sense. Yeah, I could see that. All right, well, there you go. Anyway, great music.
it was an awkward time for that thing to come
like, wait a minute, what? I don't get it. And then a bunch of other really cool things, panels and stuff. Yeah. It's going to be a blast. So nerdtacular.com.
Frog Pants All-Stars.
And everyone hugs everybody. It's not a problem.
Yes, there's lots of hugging. So
unless you're
sick. We'll absolutely hug you.
Yeah. James B., unless you've got, now, if you've got like horse fecal matter smeared up your face and down your chest, I may not hug you.
Oh, jeez.
Not saying you will, but that's where I draw the line.
If that's the case, then you're not coming to Nerdtacular,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
You're not even going to be able to enter Snowbird.
So this last one came from the somewhere.
Came right from the chat room.
Golly, nobody can talk tonight. What's wrong?
The chat room. Yeah. Camelism said, question for Brian. Does your pate affect lighting in photos? My dad, also bald, has to angle his forehead appropriately for the flash every time.
Wow. I mean, I look at photos of you and I don't really ever notice anything that's been ruined, but did you have to work for that to make it?
I did not at all. Whatever cardinal direction my head is pointing is the direction I leave it at for the photo.
You're absorbing light just fine.
Exactly.
I've never noticed it.
So. Yeah, I don't have a really shiny head. I don't. I probably don't moisturize enough. But even when I shave, my bald head is more matte than gloss.
Somebody just take that whole last 10 seconds and make a commercial out of it for some product. I probably don't moisturize enough. But when I do shave my, that's perfect.
That's great.
All right, cool question, all of you. Yeah. Thank you guys so much. Thank you eyes so much. Thank you guys so much. Follow us on Twitter at Morning Stream. I can't. This is it. This whole week is just shot in my head. I can't do it anymore. Anyway, Morning Stream. That's where you can ask these questions. That's what we do on the Thursday night TMS PM. And by the way, a reminder that this thing doesn't exist. This Thursday extra show, although this week is a little weird generally, but normally this is like a big extra show at the end of the week that we wouldn't be doing otherwise if it wasn't for all your fantastic support on our Patreon page at patreon.com/TMS. It's linked on the site. You can find it real easy. Or just search for TMS on patreon.com. You'll run right into it. Whatever's easiest for you. And a reminder. If you go in there and do a penny, they don't bill you until you've reached a dollar. So it's kind of wasting your time. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I see what you're saying. So like after 100 months, they would finally bill.
Yeah, they might after 100 months. Or if you do $100 or sorry, a dollar spread across the entirety of Patreon with other projects, then whatever it takes you to get to a dollar total on Patreon, that's when they bill you. If you're doing a penny, you may as well just waste your time because nothing really happens. And you're not in the drawing, you know, you're not eligible for the drawing giveaways or the CDs or any of that stuff. So if you want to be a part of it, you kind of got to throw in a little bit more. And a dollar a month, how hard is that?
Yeah, no kidding.
But a penny.
Exactly. Please do. That helps us out so much.
You penny people crack me up. Don't do that anymore. It's just weird.
It's because they want to see a number change that that won't change the next time somebody donates a dollar
or
donates $10 or $5 or whatever. They want to say that's 64 because of me.
Hacking the world, man. Hacking the world. So it's up there and it's now, and you guys can support it. We have lots of great unlockables coming up soon, and we can't thank you enough for your generosity and your help because it is what propels the show forward, and we really, really, really appreciate it.
For sure.
That's it. We're done. That's a show. Let's be done.
Okay.
Thanks, alphageekradio.com, for the Shoutcast stream. We enjoy each and every day. Visit us on the web at frogpants.com/TMS. themorningstream@gmail.com is our email address. And we're on Twitter, Morning Stream, Scott Johnson in Coverville. Next Monday, brand new show, regular week, normal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Be here for that. That'll be great. All right, Brian, what else? We miss anything? You got anything else?
I got nothing else. No no more Coverville this week because I did one on Monday. So enjoy that one.
That must feel nice. You got a great Friday coming up for you. Just kind of a chill day, don't you, a little bit? Fridays are good.
I'm going to do a Lyrics Undercover, and we're going to find out the story behind the song My Sister by Juliana Hatfield. Do you remember that song?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I love my sister.
I used to love that song a lot.
She's such a bitch.
Yeah. I used to like that.
Here's a little bit. It's not really a spoiler. Juliana Hatfield does not have a sister.
What?
Yes.
Does she have a brother?
You'll have to listen to Lyrics Undercover to find out.
I don't know if she's not an only child or has a brother. How will I find out? Is it coverville.com?
No, actually, it's lyricsundercover.com.
But
I'm going to be merging the two at some point, okay. But yes.
Fair enough. I've seen the link.
I don't have a link on Coverville.
You don't? I've seen the link. Are you sure? I don't know. Maybe it was Facebook. Doesn't matter.
It was Facebook, yeah.
The point is, check it out. Find out the familiar relations of her and everyone around her.
That's right. It is written about somebody, but she does not have a sister. So what could it be?
Ooh, weird. A lesbian breakup from college? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it could be. Could be that.
Okay.
Find out all the details.
I meant to tell you that I think my dog might be a lesbian now. And I didn't. Did I tell you what happened? I'll tell you this real quick.
Okay.
I'm walking the dog. Now, normally, she goes into full-blown freak out mode if there's another dog anywhere near her. She wants to bite it, eat it, kill it, growl, bark, whatever. Today, and that happened with two dogs leading up to this dog, but two dogs she barked at, got the third one. She wanted to go over there and lick its face over and over.
Really?
And it was a female dog. There was no doodle, right?
Maybe there was some barbecue sauce on that other dog's face.
Maybe, but whatever it takes, man. Whatever it takes. I think my dog's a lesbian. All right.
Okay.
That's it, everybody. Let's do some music. What do you got for me here?
Here's what I've got. Hey there, Scryin' and Bot. This Friday, I celebrate my 30th birthday my 30th birthday. Should be period there. As I'm looking back on my 20s during the last couple days of them, I have been remembering everything that has changed in the last decade. From getting married, building a family with my wife, rebuilding relationships with my parents, and just overall becoming a more positive person. I would like to request a cover/remake of one of my favorite songs, which I think fits appropriately in this situation. Chester Bennington and Motley Crue doing a remake of Motley Crue's Home Sweet Home. As I feel in the last decade, I have really found my way home. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Nate, XSinXX on Twitter.
Okay.
And then he has a personal thank you to the two of us. So thank you, Nate. We appreciate that.
Sure.
This is Chester Bennington of Linkin Park joining the Motley Crue fellas for a remake, really, of Home Sweet Home. It's not really a cover because it's the same band, although I have rules and laws about that I won't go into now.
It's complicated, but, guys.
It's
complicated.
Way, way complicated. You think Tom's scoring system on Current Geek is complicated? You should see my cover scoring compilation.
It's bad.
All right. This is Motley Crue and Chester Bennington, Home Sweet Home.
All right. Speaking of Current Geek, there is one tomorrow. Check that out. 5 p.m. Mountain Time live. And then we'll, of course, have it up on the RSS shortly after that. We have the returning guest. One, who's come? Oh, yeah. Randy's coming.
Randy Jordan.
And Chinbeard, our very own Bill Duran, will be there. And that'll be fun. And more good stuff tomorrow. TFS, new episode of The Instance in the morning. Lots to talk about there. Hope everyone gets their Hearthstone tonight in the U.S. That's the rumor. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. I know everyone else in the world has it, so screw you guys. All hail.
Wow.
And we'll see you guys tomorrow. No, Monday. See you Monday, everybody. Monday.
Suddenly it's Just take this song and you'll never feel left all alone. Take me to your heart, feel me in your bones. Just one more night and I'm coming off this long and winding road.
For months to come.